Okay, so what kind of maniac would buy several different sins at one time? Me, actually. Hi, y'all. My name is Eric, and this is Sample Size Sense. This is your destination for really quick reviews in under 3 minutes or less. And the reason why I'm choosing to do this is because I needed a hobby. My wife told me I bought too many sins, and I need to figure out a way to recoup that money that I spent. So, no, I'm just joking. I do like scents. I love scents. I would consider myself like a niche connoisseur of scents. And I just love scents. I love the way that people smell. I love the way I smell. And I decided to do a blind buy over the holiday season, like about 50 of them. And I bought a bunch of them, y'all. I said 50, but honestly, it may be leaning more towards about 60 or 70 of them. So I decided to give you my quick reviews on these in 3 minutes or less, hence the reason for the name Sample Size Sense. And they're all going to only be sample sizes. I'm not a big bottle type of guy because I get sick of fragrances pretty quickly. So I choose to keep it really simple, get small sample sizes, unless it's something that I really, really love. Like, for instance, Hashivat. I bought that because I really love it. In fact, the one that we're going to be taking a look at today is called Nishane's Fan Your Flames X by Nishane. I got all of my samples. I pretty much go to one of two places to get my samples, either Decant X, which I'm not affiliated with them or by any means, and I also go to ScentSplit, because if Decant X doesn't have it, then more than likely ScentSplit will. Again, I am not affiliated by either one of these. I just choose to go to these particular sites because they have the best prices and some of the best niche fragrances. In fact, this particular page or this particular channel will be focused on niche fragrances. They may have a couple of them here. They're like Tom Ford's or whatever. But for the most part, they're going to be all like sample sizes of all virtually all niche fragrances, because that's what I like. I like smelling different than everyone else. But in any case, I am going to go with this one today. I bought a whole bunch of these so I can test them out. Mind you, all of these samples I have not tried yet. I literally got these in probably about 3 or 4 days ago, and I bought a whole bunch of them at one time, as I said before. And I am going to sample all of these in real time with you. I did have a breakdown of the notes, which I'll have it somewhere around here once I begin to talk more about it. But this is Fan Your Flames X by Nishane. So, okay. I am a fan of Nishane, first and foremost. Fan Your Flames, I did try that one a little bit. It was very simple sample size or whatever. But this one is very interesting. It's very interesting. The top notes are coconut, rum, and mastique, which is kind of like an evergreen scent. More of a like a woodsy scent. The middle notes will be tobacco, which is one of my favorite scents, as well as tonka bean. Tonka bean is one of my absolute favorite smells. I love tonka bean. Carrot and thyme, those are the middle notes. And the base notes are going to be patchouli, oak moss, and cedar. So I can smell right off the bat. I can tell the mastic. Or I think it's called Levetisque or something like that, which is also, it's the exact same thing. It's like an evergreen scent. Immediately, I can smell that, as well as the rum. The coconut, I can't smell right off the bat. Now, obviously, I have to wait for this to dry down a little bit more so I can get the tobacco and I can also get the rum scent or the tonka bean scent. But it's not bad. It's actually really, really, really good. It smells exotic. That's how I can place it. It's very exotic. It kind of smells like Hashivat a little bit though, which I'm not mad at that because again, Hashivat is one of my favorite summer fragrances. I'm not mad at this. Not at all. I would give this probably around a 7.5 out of 10. Yeah, about a 7.5 out of 10. Now, I did read where the ciliage is, the longevity is roughly around 8 to 12 hours. So it does last for a long time. That's one of the things that I do like about certain, especially for the winter time. You need something that's going to keep you going or keep it going for the entire winter or the fall. So I'm not mad at it. I like it. I like it a lot. So, yeah. Good first round. I like this one. So thank y'all so much for watching this really, really, really quick episode of Sample Size Scents. Again, my goal is to give you guys 3 minutes or less fragrance reviews. These are all my opinions. These are all based on the things that I purchased. So yeah, until the next time, y'all, enjoy smelling good.